Hey, Scruffy, you need a haircut? Got an idea for you. Go to MaryToddHairCo.com, find yourself an appointment, and get yourself a haircut. They also have hot lather shaves and some of the best colorists in the city. Don't believe me? Pick up your iPhone and go, hey, Siri, where can I get the best men's or women's haircut in Atlanta? Guess what? It's going to pop up Mary Todd Hair Co. Also, Mary Todd is a custom line of shampoo, pomades, beard oils, all handmade using the finest ingredients available. Did I say they're produced locally? Well, they are. Check them out at MaryToddHairCo.com/products.
Two Faces Radio.
One of the programs which you hear daily on many of these mutual stations begins like this.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Ira Melk, and Steph Swain, and Jeff Leboff.
Hi, everybody. My name is Tim. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth.
And we're back.
That's right. We are back. This is episode 104, joined this week by Jeff Leboff.
Howdy.
Autumn Fisher.
Hello.
And CineProb's Larry Johnson makes a return.
Hey, welcome back to me.
Welcome back to you. And why are you here this week?
Whoring, the usual.
Whore it out. Go ahead.
Whoring for the show. It's our 10th annual Ruining Childhood Memories show coming up December 7th at the Plaza.
Ruining Childhood Memories Christmas show. What does that mean?
That's a good question. We're going to take childhood memories of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Will be one of the movies we riff.
Mm-hmm.
And for our younger audience, we're mixing it up this year.
Okay.
The He-Man She-Ra Christmas special.
Younger?
Slightly younger.
Slightly younger.
Younger than Rankin Bass stuff.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
There's only so young we're willing to do.
Nothing like should do Trolls, the new one, which debuted on Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Troll Christmas. It was on after The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
I forgot.
Christmas. What do you mean you forgot?
I forgot to watch that. My daughter loves Trolls.
See, I don't.
Christmas snuck up on me again this
year. Yes. Tonight, while we're recording this, we're missing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
We are.
It's on CBS.
But you can come have it ruined.
I would love to have it
on
ruined.
On the 7th.
It's been ruined for me.
Yeah.
Can you ruin the childhood memory of my Uncle Jack molesting me?
You just have to suppress.
On Christmas Day, dressed as Santa.
Why would you want to ruin that memory?
That's a treasure.
Soak it in, man.
It's the grain of sand that made the pearl that is you.
Oh, it's a way to bright side it. You know, he painted his dick white and red. And I was like,
hey, sure it was paint?
I don't know, man. Mm. It tasted like peppermint.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. All right. This is
Why
disgusting.
Are you complaining?
This never happened.
That was considerate.
I don't have an Uncle Jack.
Look how you were dressed.
I was just going to tell everybody that you don't really have an Uncle Jack.
No. I have an Uncle John, but we just called him John.
Less molesty?
Not molesty at all.
Okay, good, good.
None of my relatives are molesty, thankfully.
Okay.
At least not with me. So this is episode 104. Let's see. Did we do a show? No, we didn't because it was Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving last week.
We had one set up, but then I lazied out. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Yes, I had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah? What did you do?
Well, we were in town.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so we came down and spent some time with my mom, only a little bit because she, like, ran a half marathon Thanksgiving morning.
Ugh. The turkey trot?
Sounds awful.
Yes, I know. And then she was... you know, super late to Thanksgiving because we have Thanksgiving in the afternoons.
How did she cook the turkey if she was running in the morning?
Oh, she didn't do it. So we went to my cousin's house.
Oh.
So we all went to the cousin's house, but then she was super late and then...
The Rubellos?
Robledos.
Robledos.
Yep. Close.
I have a good memory.
Rubello.
The Rubellos? The Scarlet Fevers?
Yes, it was them.
The measles?
Scarlet
letters.
That's close.
No, so so she was super late, and then we didn't spend a whole lot of time with her even after that because she was so tired.
Why was she so late? What was her time in the half marathon?
3 hours.
3 hours?
She was tired?
Yeah.
A half marathon.
When she walk?
It's like 13
That's
miles.
13.1 miles.
She could have taken an Uber in like 2 minutes.
Right.
She's 50 years old.
Damn. Your mom is only 50. She's older than 50.
Is she 50? No, she's 60.
Yeah, dude, come on.
I was going to say,
my bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got disconcerting mail today. I got an AARP application.
Oh, how old are you?
I'm 49.
Next year you can get in.
Yeah, I know. Well, apparently I can get in now because they sent me that application.
49,
yeah,
you can get in.
What does that mean? What does AARP mean?
I don't know.
American Association of Retired Persons.
Right. What do you get?
I can get 15% off at Denny's.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Well, who eats at Denny's?
Right. Blech. Exactly. Do I have to start eating at Denny's?
You have to. Right. That's the rule. You have to be done eating by 5 o'clock and in bed by 7. Right.
I think it's just a reminder that as a Jewish person, I have to move to Florida within 10 years.
You're so
it's sort of like a window that they've given me.
God, almost 50. I'm going to join AMAC, the Association of Mature Americans.
There you go.
I've never heard
of
that.
What does that mean? What
do
you get?
Knockoff?
It's a concern.
If you join AARP, you get a nice messenger bag.
Yeah.
It's a sporty tote, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a sporty tote.
That's what it's called.
Right. You carry it.
For all the sports that you do as a retiree?
Put all your pills in it.
I can.
Yeah, all my pills.
I can just like swipe Denny's stuff off
carry
the table.
It with you if you run a half marathon.
Yeah.
There you go. Do any of you have that days of the week pill container thing?
I do.
Yeah, that's how I don't get pregnant.
Yeah. And mine is the exact opposite because we're trying IVF, so I have all my fertility vitamins.
Nice.
I have to take something for...
To encourage the swimmers?
To take zinc for the jizz.
Yeah.
And something called...
Zinc for the jizz.
Contraceptive Plus for the jizz.
Nice. And for the jizz.
Viagra and Cialis.
I don't need that.
And
horny goat weed.
Whatever the other one is.
I don't need that.
Oh.
No.
Good for you.
My fleshlight turns me on all by itself. Gross.
I keep my fleshlight won't get pregnant.
Wouldn't it be weird if it did?
Oh my god, little fleshlight running
just
around.
A little,
where would it grow?
I don't know. I'd sit on it. Jeff had a
like an egg.
Yeah, like an egg. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did. I laid on the sofa and watched football, recovering from heel surgery.
Oh, so, what happened to your heel?
I've had a bone spur for like 8 years.
What's a bone spur?
Whoa.
It's like a little hook that grows on the end of your bone, and then I also had a little floaty bone in that
I've had a floaty
archipelago.
Bone. It was my Uncle Jack in the pool.
Yes, exactly. So I've been dealing with that, so I'm hobbling around.
God, man, that sucks.
And then the AARP thing came today. Thank God I have a young wife.
Did you
have
turkey?
Yes, my beautiful wife cooked for the child and I.
And that's very...
She
How
made
old
all
is
the
your
stuff
child?
He turned 7. He's my stepson. He turned 7 on Halloween. How awesome is that for a birthday?
That is a great birthday.
Especially when he gets older. He doesn't realize how cool it is.
Do you open the presents before you go trick-or-treating, or do you go trick-or-treating before you open the presents?
Usually... presents, then trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd like the opposite, because then you know you've made a whole score doing your own work, and then when you get home, boom, more stuff.
Yeah, this year was cool, because it's our first year with a German Shepherd, so Alex did the little SWAT costume, and Prince had the police vest.
The vest of the dog.
Yeah, so they were little partners.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's cool.
It was a cool little
You didn't have a problem with having a German Shepherd?
No, Shepherds are awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Questioning.
Yeah. All the teenage kids are like, look after that little kid and the narc dog.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like everyone was.
Those are the dogs that smell the drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. And bombs.
And bombs, but drugs mostly.
And crotches.
And crotches.
Mostly crotches.
Here's your crotch out. Let's see. Jeff, what did you do? You made a garbage plate. Tell everybody what that is.
Two days worth of garbage plates.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that is, Autumn?
Yes. It's like, it's like a million things. You pour like mustard and ketchup in it, and then it's all pushed together.
Comes from Western New York, Rochester area. Come and get a garbage plate.
Yep.
What's it called? The restaurant Nick Tahoe's.
Nick Tahoe's.
Yeah,
was the originator.
Did
of
you
the
tweet it to
plate.
Him?
I put it on Reddit.
Yeah.
And
we'll tell everybody what's in your Thanksgiving garbage plate.
Well, it's like half. You take a paper plate and you fill it half full with macaroni salad, like just your standard macaroni salad.
I'm
already out.
Publix.
I'm already out.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You're out.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't like macaroni. I don't like mayonnaise-y side dishes, except for coleslaw.
Coleslaw?
I make a damn fine potato salad. You would eat that potato salad.
I don't really like potato. It's like,
you're stupid.
I don't want a potato salad.
You're going to eat it.
Anything with the word salad in it, I'm kind of out.
Salad? You don't like any salad?
No, even like fruit salad.
What about a cob salad?
Chicken salad.
No, it's salad. I don't like to eat things that didn't fly, walk, or swim amongst us.
True.
Basically, that's kind of...
Chicken.
There's the salad part.
The thing I do the day after Thanksgiving... I take the turkey and I tear it apart and dice it up, put it in a bowl, salt and pepper, tons of mayonnaise. Then I buy white bread.
Ooh.
It's the only time of year I buy white bread.
Really?
You buy the white bread and you slather that shit up in mayonnaise, and then you make this giant mayonnaise and turkey sandwich. It's the best.
Are you for real?
No, I made it all.
That, no, that do you really do that?
Improv. Wow. Yes.
Ew, yeah. That sounds horrible.
What do you mean it sounds horrible?
Right, the turkey, pepper, and bread sounds fun.
Everybody knows you're supposed to put the gravy on the turkey.
No. Mayonnaise.
That is all one squishy-sounding, gross sandwich.
It's so delicious.
His face just lit up. Yeah. Like, he looks like one of those girls at Beatles concerts. That's how he looks.
Shake your hair, Paul. Yeah. Give me a turkey sandwich. All right. So
don't you want like something else, like some cranberry sauce or some like different notes in there?
I don't turkey, put cranberry lettuce, sauce on my plate because
turkey, lettuce, cranberry sauce, and Miracle Whip.
Jeff, get out of here
now! The only sandwich in the entire world that's allowed to have Miracle Whip is a leftover turkey sandwich.
Miracle Whip is made out of horses' hooves, and penises.
Jeff, stand up and walk out of that room right now. Get out.
Season.
Miracle Whip is for. I don't get it.
It's a dressing.
Yeah, whatever. It's a glob of greasy shit.
Well, so is mayonnaise.
Wow. No, mayonnaise is delicious. Shut your fucking mouth.
So the podcast is not brought to you by Miracle Whip, I'm guessing?
Yeah. No, it's brought to you by
But if Miracle Whip would like to sponsor us, we love Miracle Whip.
Fuck you. Duke's mayonnaise. That's actually shitty mayonnaise. All right. What is in a garbage plate other than macaroni?
Oh, yeah.
So it's half macaroni salad. Then the other half of the plate is home fries.
Yep.
The more burned up and black, the better. And then you take two cheeseburgers and you put them on top. No buns or anything, just two cheeseburgers.
Okay.
And you cover the whole thing with Texas hot sauce for like Texas hot dogs.
Mm.
Yep.
Okay.
And the first day my sauce didn't turn out very good. So the second day I made, on Black Friday, I made a better sauce and had a second garbage plate.
Okay.
With better sauce.
Awesome.
I learned about a garbage plate from Jenna Marbles on YouTube.
Who's Jenna Marbles?
She's a
YouTuber.
Yeah, she's a YouTuber.
I'm gonna Google her. You tell.
She's awesome. She's really funny. She's from New York, or from up north there.
Rochester. Probably.
That's right. She's from Rochester.
Oh, God, and her hair stayed red there.
Oh, yeah. It changes all the time.
Oh, geez. You know what's going to fall out one of these days?
Oh, no.
She'll tat it up.
No, not at all.
Okay. File that one for later, Jenna Marbles.
She's great. She's awesome.
Do you guys watch these YouTube shows? Do you watch these?
I try not to.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen Jenna Marbles.
I like Crazy Russian Hacker.
Who's Crazy Russian Hacker?
It's my favorite YouTube channel.
God.
It's this big 7 foot tall Russian dude who moved to like North Carolina 10 years ago or something and started working at Walmart and making these unboxing videos. Mm-hmm. So he gets like as seen on TV kind of products, like kitchen gadgets and stuff, and test them. And then he's gotten into testing MRE, like from different countries, military ration.
Yeah.
Like he'll get like, this is from Poland in 1983 and I'm going to eat it.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, his videos.
Does he puke?
No.
Okay,
he's
great.
A Russian guy, so he can
hardy.
Handle it. Yeah.
On to TV. I've been watching a lot of TV. I got one of our radio fans got me, just as a gift, bought me a Roku.
Ooh.
And I hooked it up.
It's a whole different world, isn't it?
Yeah. And because I was complaining, I can't watch Amazon. I was like, I don't want to project Amazon from my computer.
Right.
So now I have this Roku and I found all these shows I hadn't been watching. And I got watched The Tick, all six episodes.
Tick's so good.
Wasn't it so fucking funny?
Yep.
And well done.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
New Tick, good. Solid New Tick.
Yep.
Worried. I was worried.
Worried. I was
Went too fast for me. I wanted more.
I think there's new ones coming in February.
February. That's when season two.
Yeah.
And what else have I been watching? We found a show called Zelda, which is about Zelda Fitzgerald.
Okay.
F. Scott Fitzgerald's crazy wife.
Right.
Not a show I would typically watch, but my wife dug it, and Christina Ricci plays Zelda, so it was good. She's a good actress.
Yeah, she's good.
Let's see. I made a little note here about all these
things. I watched all Stranger Things.
Yeah. Oh, you finally watched
season
it?
Season 2,
yep. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, and I watched the after Stranger Things, the Talking Stranger Things show with Jim
Chris
Rash.
Hardwick?
No,
Chris Hardwick.
Jim Rash, the dude from
I love Jim
Mike
Rash.
Tyson.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. I watched the first episode of the second season, but I have no drive to continue.
Why? Wow.
They're all ghosts. Oops, spoiler alert.
Well, I just feel like
they were all dead.
It was good. The first season was really good, and I really enjoyed it.
Right.
And now the second season is like, it's not okay. So I feel like the first season was made for the art of it, and now the second is because it was popular and we can make more money.
No, the second season's just as good as the first season.
Yeah, I have to agree with Jeff. Yeah.
And it opens up the universe and makes it bigger, but not like bad
I'm
sequel
annoyed,
bigger.
Like, that thing is, I guess, bigger in the sky. I don't know, because I've only seen the first episode.
That
but...
thing is made out of something that you don't, it's, I don't
okay.
know. You got to watch it.
It's a squidbilly.
Right.
It is a squidbilly.
You know,
it's
we
a
started
giant
watching,
squidbilly.
We started watching The Mist.
Was that any good?
No.
Well, here's the thing. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's decent. All right. We're 7 episodes in, and I Googled to see when season 2 was starting on Spike.
There ain't one.
Never going to be
canceled.
One.
No.
So now,
so now
we finish watching the episode, and we're just mad at everything in the episode now.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, son of a bitch, you're not going to finish this. What do we care about you people now? So, yeah, so we just gave up.
Some of the performances were good.
Yeah.
But it was really, I found it to be disjointed. And plus, I know the book, and then I enjoyed the movie, so.
Right. Yeah, well, I like the movie. My wife had not seen the movie, but mm-hmm. we're like, oh, you know. I mean, we also literally, like a month ago, spent 45 minutes scrolling through Netflix and Amazon.
To try to find something?
To try to find something.
Yeah.
Just any, like, we wanted something science fiction-y. Like, we had already a specific goal
Man
in mind.
Man of the High Castle.
Yeah, I don't know. But, and we scrolled and scrolled, and then it became like a slot machine. Like, all right, if we hit it one more time, it's going to pay off.
Something's going to show
up.
Yeah,
and then nothing. And then we just watched Orville.
You watched what?
Just the Orville.
More of the Orville.
Yeah, we were like,
we
have the Orville recorded. So let's just watch this. We just gave up after. But 45 minutes of our lives, gone.
Well, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I watched the Hugh Hefner show.
What's the Hugh Hefner
show? It's on Amazon, right?
It's on Amazon. It's pseudo-documentary with... like an actor doing reenactments,
okay,
playing him, and obviously he's not narrating; it's some other guy. But it's interesting. I tried to watch it with my wife, but the first scene is just tits everywhere. And she's like,
"Oh no, not that!"
I'm said, in.
That's just not why I wanted to watch this, baby. And she's like, "Oh, sure."
Yeah. Did you watch the that Andy Kaufman documentary?
Yeah,
which
yeah,
I haven't seen it yet.
I downloaded. Yeah. I was going to watch it on jury duty, but I never got a chance.
No.
And one of our listeners, we call him Radios, Dustin Lawler. That's his staff pick, so he'll talk about that later in the show.
Oh, cool.
And we let him do that now.
We're letting radios just do their own staff picks?
No, I pick one.
I know, I'm just kidding.
People who are on Patreon, by the way, go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Lots of rewards, like you get to be in the show. I don't have time. I'm working on it.
You don't get a free box of crappy food anymore. So.
No, you don't get the burger box anymore. What happened to them? Are they still in business? Is it gone?
I looked at them today, and their like logos have changed, and everything looks different. I guess they're still going, but I don't think any of the people we were dealing with are still there, maybe.
Maybe everybody got fired.
Well, I know the one girl that used to send us our burger boxes was fired, like, right before we parted ways with them.
Oh, okay.
So.
Why don't you find hot dog box?
Yeah,
and we can get, like, $60 hot dogs. This is made out of deer and alligator.
We need to find... some kind of thing to
we
give,
do.
Give to people.
How about people? We'll find a prize.
How about, we should just do everything, right? Like the Boll & Brand sheets, the purple bed, the...
Bombas
no,
socks.
Yes,
the Bombas.
We're Casper people.
What are you talking about?
I'm so sorry.
The Casper mattress.
Oh. Well.
The big podcast sponsor, Casper mattress.
Are you tired of being a landlord?
Oh, what's the one, the website, where you can make your own website?
Oh, go to...
Squarespace.
Squarespace. Go to Squarespace. Sign up if you have a podcast or something like that. Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity here with you. Radio Labyrinth podcast. I don't know what it's about. I don't watch a lot of television. The other night, my wife and I watched The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Everybody's talking about how he thinks this is like Donald Trump. I don't see the connection. Donald Trump's heart isn't too small for himself. He didn't steal any food from anybody. You know, Boris Karloff narrated the whole thing and did the voice.
I knew that.
Yeah. Boris Karloff. Do you know his real last name?
Boris Karloff's real last name?
Yeah.
No.
Pratt.
Really?
It's like Tim Andrews' wife, Pratt.
You're related to Boris Karloff?
Pratt? Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, so anyway.
You changed it from Pratt to Karloff?
Yeah. Sounded creepier.
It does.
Yeah, it's like Boris Pratt or Boris Karloff.
Much creepier.
Karloff does not deserve to smell my shit.
Fuck Karloff.
Love that movie so much.
Great. I watched it last week.
Do you know about this new Watchmen comic book?
A comic book or a cartoon? Yes, I do. It's not The Watchmen, though.
It's Watchmen in the DC Universe. It's written by Geoff Johns.
Yeah. So they're entering the DC Universe?
I just got the first issue just came out.
Okay.
It's called Doomsday Clock.
Right.
And I got the first issue, and I started looking at it, and I hated the font on the first two pages of the book.
It's a problem.
So I messaged the guy on Facebook that did the ink.
Right.
I'm like, where did you get this font? It's terrible. And he wrote me back. He's like, you know, when you first messaged me, I wanted to, you know, Google you and see who you are. So I'm listening to your podcast right now. It's really good.
Oh.
And he goes, sorry, hate the font, but it's whatever, Dave Gibbons mm-hmm. font, the guy that did the original Watchmen. There's a font based on his handwriting.
The font,
That's the font that they use.
Oh, okay.
But
so let me ask you this. Is it set in the DC universe or is it set in the Watchmen universe?
It's like a crossover. It's in the Watchmen universe because it's Rorschach talking on the first two pages. That's as far as I've gotten into the book, yeah.
Okay.
But it's there's DC characters in it.
Speaking of Superman, Jackie Earle Haley, he's great in The Tick.
Oh, yeah.
Which one's
he's the bad guy.
He's the bad guy.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. So let's talk about Walking Dead. Autumn has things to say. She likes to talk about Walking Dead. So I'm going to let her go first.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
So this week's episode.
Yes. The King, the Widow, and Rick or whatever.
Right.
I'm not ready.
I hate the garbage people. They're dumb. I don't understand it.
They sit around doing naked art.
And her name's Pollyanna. The actress's name is Pollyanna.
Pollyanna McIntosh.
And she looks like a Pollyanna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How'd she get an ombre hairdo in the middle of the apocalypse?
Oh, that's some grown out roots.
Who's mowing lawns?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
The lawns are all groomed.
I was annoyed that she was naked for zero reason, and that's lazy. That's lazy writing.
Sure.
Right? Like, oh, be interested in this. Because, oh, look at, there's nudity. Be interested.
Yeah, look at the titties.
Yeah, it was annoying.
Okay.
I wrote down that I'm looking forward to a time where Rick is not going to be dripping wet.
Oh, yeah, his shirts are soaked.
Yeah, he's always summer. It's perpetually summer.
Yeah.
He's always dripping.
Why?
He's always wet?
I said he's always dripping. He's always super wet.
He's very moist.
Well, they do film in the middle of summer in Georgia. So
but they are supposed to be in Virginia. Right. And Larry's right. It snows in Virginia a lot.
Yeah. And they've been at this for a while.
Yes.
It's gotten to the point now where, like, if you get killed by a zombie, you're just an idiot.
Yeah, I think so.
And they're just a nuisance. They're like flies.
Shouldn't they all be rotted by now? But anyway, go ahead, Autumn.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. So just going through my notes, I'm just looking down. What's her name? Swords?
Nichonne?
Swordsy Swordsersen. She heard that music while they were riding in the car.
Oh, that's what I said to my wife. I go, how the hell would they hear that?
Yeah, that's annoying. Why are they all... Okay, this is kind of weird. So I'm not into this, like, everything in this world is sexist. Mm-hmm. However, they're always putting kids with Carol. They're always... attaching little kids with Carol.
Yeah, she's nurturing.
That little kid is the brother of the actress that played her daughter.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay. Oh,
that's kind of interesting. Why can't they attach him to Morgan or something?
Because Morgan doesn't have time for children.
Well, he did. He taught that adolescent boy.
Morgan's going to
the dead adolescent.
Mexico.
The dead adolescent.
Yeah,
the one that died.
Yeah, do as I say, not as I do.
That's right.
Yeah. I just thought that was weird. I didn't realize that Tweenie McSullen should be called Sullen McJugs because she's got the big jugs.
I knew that because I Googled her. And she's of legal age, by the way.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yes.
So,
which I also checked.
It's important.
I was very irritated when Maggie was letting those prisoners into that little like holding area.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like we will tolerate no less than total cooperation. And then that guy totally does not cooperate and they don't kill him.
The guy with long hair?
Yeah. Yes.
They should kill him right now.
He needs
now.
A bullet in the head, for example.
This is the problem with the show is that there are no stakes.
Yeah.
Okay. She says, if you do not cooperate, it will not be tolerated. He immediately does that.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens in between her finishing that sentence and him fucking up. And all she does is like headbutt with the butt of this gun or whatever. And
is that when he threw the turnip? Or that was earlier? He threw the
turnip. No, that was earlier.
Right. And they come from a world where they know that management is brusque.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, if there are repercussions. Like, you know, Negan would say, we won't tolerate this bullshit and you did shit. he would have knocked his head off.
Yeah. So, or put an iron up to his face. Yeah.
I'm all team Negan, by the way. I think Rick and his terrorists are a horror for the society.
I agree. There was order in Negan's
There was. There is. Exactly.
Let's just start the whole show over and just start with how Negan's group got together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget about Rick whatever and that other show is.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. Negan would totally be a hero.
Oh, I know.
He's got those people safe. He's got them organized.
Uh-oh. I agree with you because I keep writing this in my notes that Rick started it.
He's a terrorist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to that satellite thing and exactly what Negan said, killed people in their sleep. Like, he did that. But I don't think that Negan is a saint for, like, putting irons on people's faces and, like, having sex with those ladies and sort of pressuring them into
You don't know he's having sex with them. Maybe they're just cuddling.
Exactly.
Well that's
canoodling.
Like, yeah.
And he's flexible. I couldn't lean like that all day. Just lean back.
Hell
like
no.
I couldn't do that.
I gotta wear this leather jacket in the dead of summer.
And he's not as moist as Rick.
No, he's not.
He's wearing a leather jacket. He's cool as a cucumber somehow.
I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
That's smart. Oh my gosh. That is interesting.
Yeah.
He is the bad guy and he is cool as a cucumber.
Yeah. He's not the bad
guy. And look at Rick looking like a wet skunk.
Like a muskrat.
like a weasel.
Yep. He's a bad person.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I have more.
He's basically abandoned his baby, by the way.
Yeah.
Where's that?
Oh, my God.
Where's that kid?
That was the baby that Maggie was holding.
Okay.
That was the baby that he found.
That was when he killed other people
for no reason.
You're right.
That was Gracie.
Rescued baby. Yeah.
I was so, okay, I'm always like, get fucking Judith out of this universe, first of all. And now they bring in a new baby?
Yeah, zombie
defects. We're not going to go to ever?
And should there be more children zombies?
There should be.
I mean, children aren't good at protecting themselves.
No.
So
you're right. There should be
so many children zombies.
I do think zombie defects would probably be better for children than actual defects.
Probably.
Yeah. Maybe so.
Maybe so.
Okay, listen. Why are we on this journey with Sadiq and Coral?
Carl.
Okay, who's Sadiq? Is that the kid
He's
the Indian kid.
Yeah.
Carl
almost killed him?
No, he almost got Carl killed.
Oh.
I mean, they almost got each other killed because there's like six zombies in the world. you don't see them anymore. Oh, they're there.
Yeah. So dumb. Like, they were just hanging out, and for some reason, Coral's got a hard-on for this guy and is saying, like, let's kill that zombie for your mom. Like, what are you doing? Why are you guys talking like real people and just like... Hey, what's going on with you? Do you want to like come with me? I don't know.
Yeah, it's time for Carl to be dead.
I think Coral, but he's never going to die.
Take off that fucking hat first.
Oh, and that fucking hat. Exactly. I want to slap that hat off his head so bad.
That hat needs to go.
Let me see your eye. Now that's badass.
But he covers it with that stupid Smokey the Bear hat.
I know.
No, it wasn't even Rick's hat, right? It was that other guy's.
Shane?
It was Shane's hat.
Was it really?
Oh, that's even funnier.
Yes.
Shane, who's actually the father of Judith.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Maybe that's why Rick's abandoned her.
Yeah.
It's like that line.
She ain't mine.
Yeah.
It's just so stupid. Why haven't they figured, like,
by the way,
they cannot include kids in the show.
I thought Shane would be I don't know, what's his real name, the actor's name?
The Punisher?
John Bernthal?
Yeah. I thought he wouldn't be a good Punisher and that I would hate the Punisher series. I am 5 episodes in and totally digging it.
Oh, okay.
It's fucking amazing. They're doing the backstory of Afghanistan and anyway, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Do you watch it?
I haven't yet.
Did you watch Daredevil?
I did.
I like Daredevil.
I like Daredevil.
Both seasons. First season was better.
First season better, yeah.
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 Kingpin was great.
Yep.
You watch it yet?
Nope.
It's good. Check it out. All right. This episode of Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by you. Find out how to contribute to Radio Labyrinth by going to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Sign up to be a patron at any level, and we will reward you. Let's kick it off right now by thanking our number one patron, Wendy Muller, who, by the way, has a big birthday this week. So happy birthday, Wendy Muller. We here at Radio Labyrinth all love you. Our other number one patron is Gordon Drum, and the rest of you are all number ones as well. Keith Tate, JB, Herb Lamb, Rusty Weinberg, Kevin Stokes, Chad Shepard, Chris Weiland, Ryan Humans, Darren Downey, Ryan O'Connor, Dan Carroll, Denise Reynolds, Brian Jackson, Chris Colhard, Zach Pittman, Beth Van Elswick, Lou Caniglio, Mike Hall, David C. Funk, Matt Carter, Jonathan Wilson, Eric Malmstrom, Colin Oman, Amber Gilpatrick, Jose Perales, Trent, And last but not least, Dustin Lawler. Thank you guys very much for supporting Radio Labyrinth. That's how we keep it going. And again, if you'd like to sign up, just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews. Sorry, Adam. Continue.
No, that's okay. It came to me while I was watching that no one in this zombie universe speaks another language or is from another culture.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe if there was, there'd be like some group of Italians just like hanging out.
Hey.
Making pasta.
Hey. Yeah, like the prison scene in Goodfellas. It was cutting.
Yes, yeah, slicing garlic.
Exactly. Yeah. Slicing zombies thin.
Yeah. Don't cut the onions too thick. They're not too thick.
They're
just as I'm supposed to do them.
So can we agree that The Walking Dead has kind of fallen apart?
Yeah, we can agree.
All right, we're all on the same page on that. I was worried when we were talking about it that I was the only one who thought that Negan was a hero and it was still good.
At this point, hate watching it. Last week's with Negan.
Oh, hate watch for sure.
With Negan and
Gabriel. Right.
I loved that episode.
Yeah, because Negan was in it. He's not an interesting character anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah, so let's never put him in the show.
But even Negan, again, like they started out that season so strong by he's like, he's killing people and he's doing it brutally. And so he's brought to us as this extremely intense, brutal character. And then the whole season is him acting like he's going to do that again and never doing it. And like, you know, almost killing main characters and then instead shooting somebody off screen.
It seems like they're in a panic that like they said, oh, it was too violent what he did the first episode.
Yeah.
And now they're just like in this backtrack mode.
There's truth to that.
And it's just terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's too many cooks or something.
Yeah,
right?
Somebody good needs to die.
Too many cooks.
Too many cooks.
Too many. Ratings
are terrible though too.
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's because nobody cares anymore.
Right.
Nobody dies.
No.
Nobody dies. Like I said, there are no stakes. And also, we're made to care about, like, that gay guy's husband.
Right. Who gives a
shit?
She's
not
really on
know.
This.
Yeah, I didn't give a shit about
him. We met that guy,
like,
two times and for 5 minutes, maybe.
For nothing. And he was hurt once before, and that was the very start of it. I was like, all right, we're going to get to know this guy. Nope.
Autumn is a family values conservative Christian. She will not tolerate homosexuality on television.
I'm very upset that there's gay people on the show.
wait till he hooks up with Jesus.
Oh, dear.
Jesus is gay?
He needs a haircut.
Yeah, and a
shave. That's enough already with this guy, too.
The first season, it was a fake beard. At least now it's a real beard.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was?
I think so.
And it's like, ooh, Fear of the Walking Dead crossover. So, okay, we're going to cross over to a show that also no one gives a shit about.
How did that happen?
Actually, this last season of Fear of the Walking Dead was really good.
Really? Are they caught up? Really, I thought it was a different timeline.
I don't know. I hated it from the beginning.
I think it's caught up.
So how does Morgan leave? Autumn, are you finished?
No, they haven't said yet.
Do you have more, Autumn?
Yay. More
are they going to keep Maggie skinny as fuck forever?
Seriously, my wife was asking about that the other
night. How pregnant is she? And how skinny, like, she has not changed at all. They're only filming her from, like, the chest up.
You know how small this woman is? She's very tiny. She was at, last year, she was at Fry Boots at, what is that, Ponce City Market?
Okay.
I didn't get to go, but, you know, the other place where I work, Mary Todd, they have a relationship with Fry Boots. And my wife did go, and she said that she towered over her. And my wife's not tall. And this, she's waif-like. She's a little tiny, itty-bitty little thing.
Okay.
So maybe she's not one of those people that shows until like the fifth month.
Maybe they should eat more turnips that they apparently have so many of.
We got a lot of turnips.
They should give her a little something.
Yeah.
A little something.
Just a little bump.
Don't they have meat?
I would think.
Oh, yeah. How are they getting meat?
I don't know.
What are they eating?
Turnips. All day, all night.
I've had this.
Turnip soup, turnip sandwiches.
I've had I have a turn it up. I have a question that I've never been able to figure out. If you get bit by one of these zombies, you turn into a zombie. How come you can get their disgusting entrails and blood all over your body? What if you have a cut?
Yeah.
That doesn't matter? You have to be bit?
Because it is like a virus? What happened at the CDC where we found that out?
It's the bite and it becomes infected or whatever, and that's what kills you.
Oh, okay.
And then like everyone's a carrier, apparently, of this disease. I remember that from the CDC, too.
Everyone's
a
carrier.
That was like the guy whispered it to Rick.
That's right, because even if you die... Right? Even if you just like...
If you just die, you become a zombie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's hard not to become a zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, also, who are the people in the helicopter?
Yeah. Ooh.
Was that real or did he fantasize it?
No, that's real because that happened in like season two also. Or season one.
Jeff, you read the comic book. Who are
I don't know who they are.
Hmm. And the garbage people, they're not in the comic book.
Nope.
Ugh, that whole garbage thing. Get out of here with that.
No deal. All right.
Why we talk this way?
Yeah
no shit.
It's only been a year. How did they become a bizarre?
Right. Didn't we all know? Like, didn't we all watch Thunderdome and realize this is not a good thing to do?
Two men enter, one man leaves.
Yeah, it's just
no.
You're not Yoda.
No.
Yeah, it's too Mad Max.
Why do they have a picture of Charles Manson on the back of here?
You mean this? Because I drew it when I was during the show.
It's a really good drawing of Manson.
I can't smoke, so because I can't smoke, I doodle, and yeah, it's Charles Manson. Instead of Charles Manson, it looks more like that comedian guy, loosely termed.
It's Rob Zombie as Peter Dinklage in the Grizzly Adams story.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's from
what?
Larry's Mystery Science Theater 3000 episode.
It's an homage.
We'll get to that in 1 second. You guys watching Curb?
Yes.
This week's was
by
funny.
Law, I have to.
Larry Longballs.
Yeah, Larry Longballs.
Yeah. My wife came down the steps the other day. I was watching it, and she literally thought I was on the phone talking to somebody.
Why?
Because she just heard Larry David's voice, and apparently I'm growing into Larry David at my house.
Can you sound like him?
Let's see. I really can't. I have similar sort of
manners.
I don't really have the voice, but I just my personality is kind of.
You kvetch?
I kvetch a little. Sometimes I.
Sometimes. All right. Yeah. Larry Johnson, you are here. You are a guest on Radio Labyrinth. This is your second appearance, I believe.
I believe it is.
It is. And tell us why you are here.
I'm here because I do a little comedy show here in Atlanta called Cineprov.
Yes.
We've been at it for like 12 years now. We're at the Plaza Theater. We make fun of bad movies. It's movie riffing a la Mystery Science Theater 3000. So if you're familiar with that.
Yes.
It's on Netflix, season 11, season 12. We just got renewed.
What's it say? Netflix is bringing back its reboot of longtime cult favorite Mystery Science Theater 3000 for a second go-round. Season 2 of Mystery Science Theater 3000 returns. When is it?
We don't know.
We don't know yet. Okay, yeah. But it is coming back.
Yeah, they announced it on Thanksgiving that the show's been renewed. I'm hoping to be renewed as a writer again.
Yeah.
Haven't heard, but fingers crossed.
Yes.
If you'd like to watch... episode 7 of the current season that's on Netflix, Land of the Time Forgot.
I did watch it.
Did you enjoy it?
I did.
Nice.
Very well done.
Yeah. Those all jokes were all mine.
Oh, that's awesome.
Every joke in the
that's
show.
Cool.
Yeah. Every joke.
Maybe you could talk to Joel, maybe get him on the show sometime.
Yeah. See what I can do.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah, so we riff bad movies at the Plaza first Thursday of every month. This December 7th, we're doing, like I said, the Ronin Childhood Memory show. Mm-hmm. It's our filthiest show, traditionally longest show of the year.
Now, is it completely improv'd or do you?
Okay. It used to be years ago, right. And then we realized that there was too much of a chance of the show sucking.
Yeah.
So
that could happen.
Yeah, like a lot of improv shows. just,
sometimes.
You know, and when we charge people money, so we want to give them a good show. So we get together and watch the movies at least a couple times and kind of at least get beats and stuff and fill it out. The whole cast is going to be in this show. All seven of us are going to tag in and out for the two movies. And then January 4th, I want to say, we're doing Flesh Gordon.
Now, are you doing the R-rated version of Flesh Gordon?
I guess. I'm not sure
Flesh
which one.
Flesh Gordon, let's see.
It's from the 70s.
That's a porn movie.
It's basically a porn movie. It's softcore porn, though. There's a lot of boobies.
I think there is an R-rated version.
There's no penetration or anything, so calm down, people. But it's gonna be fun. I think our thought process is we may do the cleanest show possible. Like every riff will be clean because the movie's so dirty. That's sort of a twist on what we usually do.
All right, Flesh Gordon.
Yeah.
Independent movie from 1974, a sexploitation film.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking at the cast, and the only name I recognize is Candy Samples.
Why?
She was a porn star.
Candy Samples.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, both of you. My apologies, gentlemen.
Hey, we're
she was a porn star.
Porn star.
Jeff and I are aficionados on 70s and 80s porn.
And making withdrawals.
The golden age. Yes.
It was the golden age.
Ugh, so, I don't know.
So bushy.
What do you mean,
it's filmed on like videotape.
Yeah.
Videotape.
Like a poor.
It looks dirty.
It is dirty. That's what was great.
Yeah, that's
about
what
it.
Was good about it.
Yeah, bad lighting, horrible overdubbing. Every VHS tape copy to VHS tape copy.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good to me.
Tracking from where people would pause it.
Yep. Furry men and women.
Yes.
Furry.
80s porn is the goat of porn, right?
Yeah. Definitely.
Definitely. Anyway, continue. Sure.
So
Cineprov riffs Flesh Gordon a la MST. T3K style. So you've watched the film a couple times.
We will. We haven't watched it yet.
You haven't watched it yet.
We will. Sorry, I just kicked my headphones off. Yeah, we'll watch it a couple times. And, am I still plugged in? Hello?
I hear you.
Okay, good.
You
can hear me? Good.
Yes.
Sorry. Luckily alone over here. A lot of excitement about Flesh Garden. Yeah, we'll watch it a couple times, and then we'll unleash it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're very excited because we're finally doing a Saturday show for all the Outside the Perimeter people. And
oh, we can venture down.
People who can venture in. And mm-hmm. Exactly. And people that claim they have jobs and can't get out and stay out till 9:30 at night. Yeah, we're January 20th and the little movie called Frankenstein's Castle of Freaks.
Oh.
Huh?
Frankenstein's Castle of Freaks.
Featuring Cro-Magnons, Neanderthals, midgets.
Nice.
Frankenstein.
Little people. Come on.
I'm sorry. Midget Americans. My apologies.
That's right.
buxomy women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I like buxomy women.
Who doesn't?
Everybody.
So, yeah. So
even Autumn likes buxomy women.
Yeah. So yeah. What else am I doing?
Yeah.
So we're super excited.
No flat chested whores in this play thing.
Yeah.
What's the date on that one?
The 20th, January 20th. Yeah.
Where is the Plaza Theater?
1049 Ponce de Leon Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's right by Urban Outfitters and
right.
The Righteous Room.
What did Urban Outfitters, you know what it used to be?
Elmere.
It was a Blockbuster. No, Elmere is in Little Five Points.
It was a Blockbuster?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my bad.
Okay.
Urban Outfitters was a Blockbuster. Yeah, you would go in there. They sold CDs. Remember when Blockbuster ventured into selling music? And
yeah, good choice.
Shit?
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It really worked out good.
The last Blockbuster in the country just closed.
Oh.
I don't know how they stayed in business, and it was not owned by Randy Marsh.
Where was it?
God, I don't recall. I just saw it. In Twitter, I just read headlines now, and if sure. It doesn't interest me, I just...
It's all anybody does.
Keep going.
Or our president does, or whatever.
Yeah.
Does.
Oh, believe me, I do. I'm bored. Yeah. So what kind of... Talk more about what people can expect when they go.
There's a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll
help you laugh.
So start there.
Right.
Yes,
we urge you to
start at the Righteous Room an hour before they open.
Right, start at the Righteous Room before the theaters opens, then continue drinking at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then just expect an awesome, fun time. I mean, you don't have to be a Mystery Science Theater fan to like our show. If you just like funny stuff and stupid movies. And we've kind of made we started back in March. We took some time off and then we came back and we've made a decision to basically just do like these silly B movies that nobody's heard of. Or some people heard of them, but for the most part, we don't really, it shouldn't matter what the movie is. That was sort of the theory, much like MST.
Right.
You didn't turn it on to go, oh, well, that's a bad movie. I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah.
You know,
Trumpy.
Yeah, it didn't matter. And that's kind of, the vibe we're going for. It's just, show up and enjoy. February, we're doing a movie called Stragglers. It was like locally produced. The director's going to come out
and
sit where you make fun of him and his movie and the people in it and stuff.
Could you do Sorority Babes at the Slimeball Bowl-O-Rama?
Sure.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Yeah, you bring people, I'll do it.
Sorority Babes at the Slimeball Bowl-O-Rama.
You promise me people will show up. I will.
Sure.
I will do it.
Let me ask a question and forgive my ignorance.
Sure.
But is there any affiliation with the people from MST3K?
Larry Johnson wrote an
episode.
I was
a writer on one of the episodes.
3000.
Oh, on one
on season 11, the season that's on Netflix.
Oh, cool. Okay,
episode
sorry.
Seven.
No, that's cool. Yeah, the Land of Time Forgot.
Last time Larry was on, he told a story about how he met Joel and
Joel came to town.
See,
right, Joel riffed a movie with us in 2014 or 2013. One of those
that's
years.
Really
I'm bad
cool.
with
so,
years.
When I was, it was one of my first jobs, and I had to work on a Saturday morning. And every morning, that was the morning that I think it was like at 9 o'clock and I had to be at work at 10 and Mystery Science Theater would come on and I would get to watch like 30 minutes of it. And then I'd be so mad that I had to leave for work.
Right. Yeah. It was always on in Comedy Channel. It seemed like
so
we were just filling time.
That was when I lived in a town called Binghamton, New York for a while. And it was the first place I lived that had Comedy Central.
Right.
Was it even called that then?
Could have been Ha.
It wasn't high.
Yeah.
It was the
Comedy Channel.
It was the
Comedy Channel. Yeah.
Whichever one had MST3K on it. And we watched it and recorded it and watched it over and over again. And then it was either that, Stand Up Shorts, or Kids in the Hall was on all the
right.
time.
Ooh, Kids in the
Hall.
Yeah,
I love Kids in the
Hall. Kids in the Hall is the best. The zombie sketch is The Walking Dead now.
Yeah, it is.
Just,
you got a favorite Kids in the Hall sketch?
Probably Sarcastic Guy. Dave Foley could read the phone book. And I would just sit and laugh if Dave Foley read the phone book.
I'm not being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I like My Pen. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. Score is good, too.
My Pen.
Yeah.
What Score?
The shark.
God, I don't remember.
Score of the, what's it called? Oh, it's like the melancholy shark or something. It's just like a shark who's sad that he eats people.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, it's so great.
They're talking about bringing that back.
What?
Kids
in the Hall?
Nice.
They're not kids
Netflix
anymore.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Dad's in the
grown
hall.
Grown-ass men in the hall.
Right. Yeah. Well, if they do, like...
Retirees in the hall.
Mr. Yeah. Show, when that came back, that was funny.
Yeah.
Did you see the Kids in the Hall movie?
I love the Kids in the Hall.
So
brain candy.
Are we ever going to get that big so freaking table in here?
Right. Yeah. The so first good. Cinematic impression of Lauren Michaels.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Are we ever going to get that big table? You mean the one you just mentioned?
Dr. Evil is the second one, basically.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Dr. Evil actually sounds more like him.
Yeah, but sounds exactly like him. Yeah, yeah, it's a Lauren Michaels impression.
I loved that sketch from Kids in the Hall where he was trying to remember what movie he had
Citizen
watched
Kane.
The night before.
It's Citizen yeah. Kane. It's
I love that guy's Kane. Voice.
Yeah.
The guy who sounds like this.
Evil. Yeah, that might be my favorite sketch, actually, now that
the
you mentioned it.
The father, the serpent, the priest.
Kevin McDonald, everybody.
Yes, Kevin McDonald's
Thank
very
Kevin
funny.
McDonald.
He and Scott tour together.
Scott Thompson?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Oh, nice.
We had them on the regular guys one time. And
they came to the punchline.
Yeah, that was a funny show. Now, I don't think I've ever seen them, but you've seen the Kids in the Hall tour, haven't you?
Yeah, I saw the tour. Oh, I saw two tours, I think.
Well, they did have that show on IFC a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was a good tour.
That was a good show. Yeah. What was that called? It was like...
I can't remember off the top of my head.
It was Satan living in a town, yeah. But he lived in a hotel and he rode a tricycle.
What?
Yeah, it was bizarre.
Sold.
Yeah, but it was great.
Happy at Satan.
And, you know, of course, they did all the characters like they would do. Did you find it?
No, I'm still looking.
All right.
Oh, and the Kathys.
Huh?
The Kathys.
Death
oh
Comes
my gosh,
to Town.
The Kathys were
the Daves I Know.
Oh, yeah. These are the Daves I know.
It's called Death Comes to Town.
Death Comes to Town. Yeah. Check that out. If you're a fan of Kids in the Hall and you haven't seen Death Comes to Town, try to find it somewhere because it's funny.
Foley was so good on the first episode of Marin.
I didn't hear that.
Did you see Marin?
Oh, the show. Yeah. No, I never watched it.
So good.
That's really good.
I'm thinking about
Foley
getting
was great.
Because I started listening to his podcast, and I avoided it for years.
Yeah, I'm wildly obsessed with everything Marin, basically, lately.
It was because I met him one time. I've told a story on here, and I thought I was slighted. And I'm like, Luke, you jerk, I don't like any of your thing. But I do like him.
Yeah.
You know, he's funny. And
Did you watch him on Glow?
Yeah, that's how I got really obsessed. Yeah,
yes.
That's how I got obsessed.
Glow was great.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like he did a great job on it, but I loved watching him. For some reason, I felt like I knew him, and I was like, oh, he's doing a good job.
Right.
Good
right.
for you, Mark. Good for you.
Yeah,
you're cheering for Mark. We're all rooting for you, Mark.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. So we have on December 7th, the 10th annual Ruining Childhood Memories Christmas Show. And this is at the Plaza Theater with Cineprov. Where can people find out more information?
Cineprov.com is the best place. You can buy tickets. You can watch some videos of some sex ed shorts that we riff.
Mm-hmm.
See our schedule through, I think, God, we're scheduled out through like April.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's because I'm anal about things.
Yeah, like who's not?
I know, right?
Right.
And Cineprov. And we're on Facebook, so like our page on Facebook, so I can stop shamelessly
what?
Making friends with people.
Oh, okay.
And then invited them to the page. That's how I do.
I'll be checking out that Jenna Marbles. I actually made a note. Anyway, refer earlier in the show. We're going to get into doing some staff picks here in a few minutes, but anything else you want to talk about or plug? What else you been doing other than Cineprov?
Just laying on my sofa.
Yeah?
Yeah, just healing up. Got the bone spur.
Yeah.
Got the bone spur going. And
do you
just
try to get acting gigs? Do you have any?
No. No interest.
I mean, this is a great city for that if you have time.
Yeah, I don't have time.
No?
I'm busy.
What else? Yeah. I mean,
I have a real job.
You have a real job.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is just, so sarcasm doesn't build up in my head and explode, basically. I need to.
Do you try to
get that out?
You know, there's every once in a while, dads will have, you know, like an improv comedian that's famous come in. Do you ever try to get one of those guys to come by? Or
not really.
No?
No.
You don't need that.
And we really don't. We're fine. We just
got that Larry David thing.
We just want asses in seats. That's really, we just want everyone to come taste Cineprov. Money back guarantee.
Yeah.
You don't like it, we'll give you your money back. You stick around and you tell us after the show, I did not enjoy your work.
Yeah.
We'll give you your money back.
And they have good popcorn at that theater.
So good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Organic.
Oh, and koozies it's Black Friday blowout on Cineprov koozies.
Oh, shit.
$4 instead of $5.
Damn.
So that's that 20% off?
You sound like Phil Hendry on his, for his, do you like Phil Hendry?
I don't know Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry used to be on the radio.
Ooh.
And he, for years, was syndicated various cities, but he would parody talk radio, and he did every character.
Okay.
And he would hold a phone by his head in the microphone and then run a slider. And he still does this all the way, by the way, in a podcast. But and he would be the character, and he would go off mic a little bit, and then you'd hear him on the phone. And he played all these people in their outrageous premises. And then it would anger people, and they would call, and then fight with the callers, and he played the moderator. He did everything.
Wow.
And I just discovered that he does a podcast every day, new stuff. But
every day?
Usually, yeah, 4 days a week, I believe, and it's 49 minutes. And he does all of his famous characters, if you know who he is. In Atlanta, he was on WGST at night before Coast to Coast with Art Bell. So we're going back in time. And he offered for Thanksgiving, I think it was 25% off on his website to become a Backstage Pass member. And he has all of his audio, even going back to like the 90s when he started. I think it's over 10,000 hours or 30,000 hours. Of material.
It's a lot of hours.
Yes, it is.
I'm just offering a fucking koozie.
Yes. No. But yeah, I'm saying is, you know, that's his Black Friday special.
Yeah.
See, well, yeah.
I mean, that's much better than my koozie.
Were you a fan of Futurama?
I was not.
Oh, okay.
What about Futurama?
Or The Simpsons.
Phil Hendry was voice on Futurama.
Yeah, that's right, he was.
Oh, okay.
But this last week, he took three old classic radio bits of one of his most famous characters, Bobby Dooley, and crammed them all into one Thanksgiving Day episode. So I just finished listening to it. It was 3 hours long.
Oh, wow.
But if you're a fan of old radio and Phil Hendry, check that out, Phil Hendry Podcast. I've just been listening to podcasts all the time. I just bought a new car.
Oh, okay.
In my other car, nothing worked.
Right.
So I couldn't plug any devices in. Now I'm all fancy with the Bluetooth technology from 10 years ago. Right. And I'm just listening to podcast after podcast. Try not to get into the political part of it, just listen to talk.
Yeah.
I can't listen to music in the car unless I'm in a mood, so.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Do you listen to any podcasts?
I listen to some serial killer podcast.
Which one?
I don't, I could look it up.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you in a second. I listen to Mara's podcast pretty often.
Yeah, Last Podcast on the Left is good.
The hell is it?
If you're into serial killers.
Sword and Scale?
Wet Autumn?
I am into serial killers.
Is it called Sword and Scale?
Sword and Scale? What's that?
That's another serial killer podcast.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Well, it's just like about, like, you know, horrible crimes and things.
Yeah.
All right, so this is a clever title for this. It's called Serial Killers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
What's it about?
I'm pretty sure it's about serial killers. Yeah, it's about, like, Cocoa Crisps and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's actually C-E-R-E-A-L.
Oh.
No, it's really not. It's just serial killers.
I killed Lucky.
And Suicide Buddies. I started listening to that.
What's that one?
Hampton Yount, the voice of Crow,
mm-hmm.
and a buddy of his talking about suicide stuff. But funny.
Oh, shit.
But making it funny.
But making it funny.
Yeah.
That's what Last Podcast on the Left is like. They do like arcs of episodes. Like they'll do four episodes on Charles Manson. And it's Henry Zebrowski and three other comedians. And they just educate you and delight you with their humor on serial killers.
It's
and
very
the like.
Good.
Yeah.
And they also talk about conspiracies and stuff. If
yeah,
you're
conspiracy
that.
Theories and aliens. And
I love true crime. So right now I'm listening to Young Charlie, which is, you know, Charles Manson just died and may he rest in peace.
No.
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 What?
Rotten hell.
Oh, yeah. Rotten hell.
Burn in hell. You.
Burn in hell.
Yeah.
Right. But it's about him. I've always been fascinated with that story. And it's about him being young and then him in the present day or the 60s, whatever, not now.
Yeah. Was he talking about him being in the Monkees?
He wasn't in the Monkees.
He tried to be.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I thought he tried to be.
No,
in the
he never tried to be in the
Monkees. He didn't audition for the Monkees?
No.
That's what I heard.
No, he did not audition for the Monkees. In fact, he wasn't even in L.A. when the Monkees started. So
okay. You don't know. You don't know where he
you
was.
You shut up.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know where he was.
What are you?
Could have been there.
Tell me.
Oh, yeah, Autumn?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah, but if you had been there, you would have fallen for it and become one of the Manson girls.
Squeaky Autumn.
Yeah. Squeaky Autumn.
You know, cutting up those people sounds like not such a bad idea.
Hey, they had it coming. They were rich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the truth is, he went there or sent them there to kill Terry Melcher.
Right. Who didn't live there anymore.
Right.
Right.
And Terry Melcher was Doris Day's son.
Yeah.
So you got to get into all that, Autumn. See, I know the truth.
Yeah.
Were they on like some sort of speed? I know that it was a lot of LSD.
The 60s, I'm sure they were. Yeah.
Yeah. They hung out with the guy who invented MDMA.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't make you kill people. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't
hurt.
It doesn't help. It doesn't
hurt. Speed kills, like that phrase comes from not you die from taking it, is that you kill people on it.
Right. It's also one of the first lines in the movie Halloween.
Yeah. And the Keanu Reeves movies.
What?
Speed kills.
Oh, yeah. Speed kills. All right.
Killed Dennis Hopper.
It sure did. Dennis Hopper, he hung out with Manson.
Yeah.
He got to go and interview him in prison right after he was arrested. See, I'm fascinated.
Yeah, no, I am too. I'm like with that and aliens. And,
yeah. Oh, you like, you're an alien shit?
Particularly the ancient aliens.
Oh, ancient aliens.
No.
With that weirdo Greek
dude. They
helped
the Egyptians make the light bulb.
Yeah, they did.
Definitely did.
Last podcast on the left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're just plugging other people's podcasts.
Turn this podcast off immediately.
Yes.
Turn
on that's okay. That's not how it works.
It is.
You're allowed to do that.
They don't plug us back.
Oh. Well, that's fine, but it's not like a competition. It's
you're
not like
right.
someone says,
we'll make Henry record a liner for us when he comes to town again.
All right. Now it's time for the show. What? Now it's time.
The show.
It's late. I'm tired. It's very late.
It's past my bedtime.
No,
now is the time on the show Van V plays the staff pick. So here's a patron, Dustin Lawler, and his staff pick.
Tim asked me to come up with a staff pick for this week, and I'm going to go with Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond. If you ever wondered what happened to Jim Carrey after making Man on the Moon and turning into Andy Kaufman, this kind of gives a good overview of that. It started out with him holding onto the footage for the last almost 20 years, but now releasing it, kind of letting you into his mind a little bit. Combine that with what's been going on in his life in the last 2 years, you kind of see a double meaning with a lot of the stuff that he's saying as far as about life and how he feels about his life this far. Good documentary. If you like Jim Carrey, it's a great kind of answer to a lot of questions you've probably had for the last few years about what he's been doing. So that's my staff pick for this week, Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond. Thanks, guys.
So thank you very much, Dustin. His pick again was Jim and Andy, The Great Beyond, which is available on Netflix right now. I watched it over the weekend. It was very, very entertaining.
Yeah. He's a little full of himself.
He's very full of himself.
Yeah.
And somebody sent me a message on Facebook asking me, do you think that maybe now he's going to come out and say he's Jesus? Because he was kind of a little messianic thing there toward the end. He goes, I could be Jesus. Remember that toward the end?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know. But the scenes that were my favorite in this or in that documentary was the footage from Man on the Moon when they were shooting it. And the looks on the faces of the actors, Danny DeVito rolling his eyes, and the director Milos Forman, you know,
it's like the fuck is this?
Yes, and talking to him as calling him Andy,
right? Yeah,
and he'd walk around with a bag on his head when he was when he wasn't
Tony
in makeup.
Clifton,
he was Tony Clifton, but not in makeup,
right? Yeah, I remember, like Edward Norton apparently auditioned for that.
Oh yeah,
and probably would have been so much better.
He would have been,
yeah.
He would have been great.
He would have been so good. And probably not, well, maybe as crazy, but probably not as crazy.
He's just violent.
Yeah, he would have been
grumpy.
So good.
Yeah, he would have.
Yeah.
Because he's a better actor. Carrey, I love Jim Carrey. I'm not one of those haters.
But I don't think he's one of those haters.
He's not a good actor. I liked him because when I was a kid, I first saw him on a show called DuckTales. No, it wasn't DuckTales. It was on a very short-lived sitcom.
Duck Soup?
Duck Soup, yes. That's what
me.
It was called.
That is full of useless shit, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah. And then I remember seeing him do stand-up various places here and there. And I also like Love at First Bite with Lauren Hutton.
Okay.
So I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not a hater of his. A lot of his movies, the ones he did with the, what are the names? The Farrelly Brothers?
Yeah, the Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, and Me, Myself, and Irene. I love that.
Yeah. He's just a little too over the top.
Yeah.
He has what I call Disney face.
Disney face.
That's like a good name for it. All those stupid Disney movies,
yeah.
Those exaggerated faces.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, if there's Disney face, I'm out.
Smoking.
But what about you didn't like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
Never seen it.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Too long a title.
Yeah.
So yeah.
You're right. It's too long.
It's too long. I'm out.
I've seen
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
It's MST3K.
MST3K. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So ESOTI or whatever.
You didn't see ESOT.
Right. Exactly.
I have seen The Cook, the Thief, His Wife, and Her Lover.
Okay.
That's good.
Jim Carrey's
a long name.
No, but that's a long ass title. The Unbearable Lightness of Being.
No, it's really good. You really should watch it.
Okay. I don't like Kate Winslet.
It really captures that falling in love part. I mean, it's Greg, Greg from Greg Russ Studio. I mean, he's watched that movie, over 50 times, I bet.
Wow. I've seen Rocky 300 times.
And yet he's never seen Citizen Kane once.
Never. I've never seen Citizen Kane.
It's pretty good.
You should see it.
Citizen Kane!
Never seen it. Should I watch it?
It's pretty good.
All right, I'll check it out.
I haven't seen it either.
You seen Casablanca?
Yeah, I love Casablanca.
Okay.
Casablanca is one of my favorite movies.
All right. It's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
My dad told me,
pretty good.
I, My dad told me to watch Casablanca. I was like, okay, whatever, Dad. We watched it.
Black and white, stupid.
I didn't really. No, I'm not like that. But yeah, I was like, eh, it's great. Yeah, it's okay. He's like, you've never been in love, and that's why you don't understand it. Mm. And then I was like, whatever, Dad. And then when I did fall in love, and then I saw it, I totally understood it.
Oh. It sounded like Pee Wee Herman when he said, whatever, Dad. Just for a second.
Whatever, Dad. <God. laughs>
I do love Casablanca, but I actually enjoy The Maltese Falcon. I think it's a better film.
I haven't seen it.
And it's very funny.
Okay.
For that era to sit and watch a movie like that from whenever that was from and laugh.
Right.
At, you know, jokes. I mean, it's all Peter Lorre.
Oh, okay.
That makes it funny.
Yeah.
Casablanca is a great film. All right, let's do some of our own staff picks. You want to go ahead and start, Jeff?
Yeah, mine's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel on Amazon Prime. Starts 11/29.
Mm-hmm.
They had the pilot out a while ago. Both Ira and I liked it.
Yeah.
It's set in like the 50s. Well, it's set in 1958. It's created and written by Amy Sherman Palladino from Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm.
Love Gilmore Girls.
Me too. And it focuses on a New York housewife, Miriam Midge Maisel, who her husband leaves her, and she ends up like drunkenly going up on stage in a comedy club and finds out she's got a talent for stand-up comedy. So they had the pilot back on Amazon pilot season, and it got picked up for 2 seasons by Amazon.
That's cool.
So it's probably the reason there'll never be any more Gilmore Girls, but we're going to have 2 seasons of this at least. So
that's awesome.
Check it out. It's going to be on Amazon Prime starting 11/29.
So tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. If you're listening
or
to
yesterday.
This.
Or a year ago.
Yeah, who knows?
Do you got a staff pick?
People listening to us in the future.
Is there anything we haven't talked about that you're watching or that you'd like to?
You're the Worst, always. That's always my staff pick for everything.
Yeah, I love that show.
You're
the Worst is the best show ever.
My wife watches that.
It's the best show.
And I ignored it and ignored it.
So good. Start at the beginning.
I sat down and watched it with her, and I'm like, what the fuck is this show? Nothing on television, and I mean nothing, for years has shocked me. This is the first show.
It's the best show.
And whoa, really?
Yeah. Nothing has shocked me. Have you ever seen it, Autumn?
No, I saw the show, previews for it. I thought it looked interesting.
Everyone on the show is a horrible, horrible person.
Yeah, it's magnificent. Yeah. The news last season just wrapped up. Yeah. They have one more season. They're wrapping it up.
Yeah.
So it's not going to just linger.
I watched the last two out of order. My DVR taped the last two. Like, it taped them out of order for some reason. I don't know. It must have been some kind of recording conflict. So I watched the last two out of order, and she's like, it really threw me off, because she's like, sorry, I burned your car. And I'm like, I didn't even, how did the car
get
burned?
Happened to a friend of mine in season 3. Like, they started with the finale by mistake.
Oh.
And then they were like, how the fuck did this happen? What's going on?
Autumn, there was an episode a couple weeks ago where one of the main characters sees her, one of the other main characters, having sex with somebody.
Uh-huh.
And instead of just, you know, they used to date or whatever, they were engaged. I'm really not doing it justice, but she, instead of just leaving, she licks her fingers and stuffs her hands down her pants and starts masturbating. And I'm sitting looking
at
the TV.
That's our Gretchen.
Yeah, Gretchen.
Yeah.
And I'm just, what the fuck is this show?
Yeah. And you need to watch from the beginning.
Yeah.
The first two seasons are so much lighter.
Okay.
And just hysterically funny watching these two people that are awful get together. And then it gets a little dark in season 3 or 4.
I have a feeling that.
But it's still brilliant.
That I feel about that show the way my grandparents would have felt if they had accidentally stumbled upon Married with Children in 1990.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell?
Right. Yeah, it's so good, though. It is. It's fantastic.
Even the supporting characters are great.
Everybody.
Though. Yeah.
Everybody in it. Yeah.
I'm surprised at the stuff I enjoy. Something coming on CBS I want to watch, a sitcom.
Young Sheldon? No.
Fuck no.
It's not Me, Myself, and I that was canceled before its time.
There's something coming on CBS I saw that I might want to watch, a sitcom, but I don't know what it is. I got to think about it. I saw a promo for it.
Okay.
When did you see it? Well, you were watching 60 Minutes?
No.
Burn. Knowledge burn.
Oh, dude. I haven't watched 60 Minutes since Andy Rooney died.
You're old.
I love Andy Rooney. He was
old. We were watching, that was like that 70s thing that was on CNN. Like, they did all the decades.
Yes.
I remember
that.
The 70s.
Right, yeah. So, like, the 80s happened to be on the other night, and my wife's younger than me, which is awesome.
Right.
And she's like, I barely remember that. I was a freshman in college.
Jesus. We're old people. All right.
She keeps me young.
Autumn, your staff pick?
I'm obsessed with Trixie Mattel and Katya. These are two drag queens that had a little YouTube show called
Nice.
And they were so fun to watch. They have shows about traveling. I mean, they're very short. They're like less than 10 minutes typically. Dreams, The Worst Hookup. Let's see what else. Flirting, Kids and Parenthood, The Female Orgasm, which is really funny because they're two gay men talking about the female orgasm and how they don't understand the female body and how it responds. But yeah, it's just a real, they're so funny to watch. You have to find them on YouTube first under Wow Presents. And because you spell by UNHHHH.
We don't want people to watch us.
Well, that's what they said. They said they realized later that it was a very difficult thing to Google.
Yeah.
But anyway, so now they have their own show on Viceland, which airs on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. called The Trixie and Katya Show, which I think you can watch online for free so far. Because I don't get Viceland anymore. I
think
just got
you can
obsessed.
On-demand like, most of Viceland stuff.
Okay, good. So check it out. It's so, so funny, especially the YouTube videos. You really feel like, at least for me, I feel like I'm sitting with friends and laughing.
Okay.
I love it.
I might check it out.
It's really fun. And, so they're not like scary drag queens that are, I mean, they look over the top, but they're not like they're not aggressive and crazy and they're just fun.
They tone it down.
They're just on the computer. They can't hurt you.
Yeah.
Even if they were.
Well, some people I think are afraid of drag queens because they look like they're like clowns, basically.
Yeah, she's not talking about transgendered people, but the drag queens sometimes look scary.
Yeah, no, they can be scary.
They're a little harsh with their makeup.
Well,
severe.
And Trixie Mattel does have a very clowny makeup on because she's doing a thing from like those, you know, those
I can see Jeff cutting and
those dolls
Trixie
from the 50s and 60s, nice, like the Barbie dolls, and how their eyes looked really cool.
Yeah,
that's what her makeup is sort of based on.
Okay,
so anyway, check it out, it's really good. And I'm also sort of listening to this podcast with Asa Akira.
Uh-huh.
She's that
porn star Asa Akira.
Yeah
It's called Super Curious, and it's with her and this kid named Glennie Balls. And they have episodes.
What do you mean by kid?
Yeah.
He's very young. I think he's like 20 or 21. All right.
Well, he's not like 8.
No.
Right.
I'm into cosplay.
Mommy wanted to move.
I like to be a gigolo.
But it is weird that he's so young and she's.
How old is she?
I don't know. They're like best friends. They're
she's
on
older.
Each other's Instagrams.
Ooh, they are close.
He like hangs out with her in the green rooms when she goes to strip, like when she does her like
she still strips.
Yeah, she does the what's it called? The circuit, like a,
oh, she's not that old. She's born in 1986, so she's not like
what's
old.
The what is it called when you, oh, you're featuring. She features.
Yeah, she's a feature
dancer.
Yeah, here's a dollar.
Right. Ooh, I'm a feature.
But yeah, so it's interesting, I think, mostly cuz you get to hear Asa Akira be like an interesting person and not She
not the jizz gurgler.
Does gurgling, exactly.
Yes.
Quack, 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 quack.
It's more interesting than that, really. Oh, wow, cool.
Quack, 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 quack.
And also, she doesn't strike me like a lot of porn stars do where they are always sexual.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm wet all the time.
Yeah.
Even in church. I went to my dad's funeral. I was so wet.
Yes.
It's just wet. I'm just constantly wet. I can't wear
so
pants.
So it's fun to hear her. And so it's just interesting. It's not a very professional podcast. Like they don't do.
Like this one?
I don't know. Oh, yes. Not like this one. This
yeah.
One.
I'm so wet. They don't listen to podcasts.
This professional podcast makes me so wet.
No, you're not allowed.
Okay. Super curious.
Women are not allowed to do that.
It's certainly got hot. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. These guys, man, they're fanning themselves.
I picked up some poop from my dog. It was warm in the back.
No.
Okay. Go ahead. That's all for me.
I hadn't picked it up in the backyard in like a month. And because it's so hot, all the poop got like fuzzy white hair on it. I was like, ew, what are those caterpillars? I'm like, no, there's just poop with fuzzy white hair on it.
I accidentally got stung by like a bunch of ants on my foot.
Oh, God.
It hurts so bad.
All right. My staff pick this week is the Carol Burnett 50th Anniversary Special, which airs this Sunday, December 3rd.
Oh, you're
so old, boo. Oh, shut up. Comedy is timeless. The Carol Burnett Show turns 50, and to celebrate the momentous occasion, CBS honors the groundbreaking series with Carol Burnett's 50th Anniversary Special. Again, it is Sunday, December 3rd, 8 p.m. on CBS, so old people will be able to watch it. The one-night event, which will...
No Tim Conway?
Film at the series original soundstage in Los Angeles will feature Burnett, Vicki Lawrence, Lyle Waggoner. Who knew that guy was still alive?
He gets me so wet.
Oh, my God. Lyle Waggoner. Wagner. I was watching an old episode of Wonder Woman, and I got so wet.
Oh, my God.
Lyle Waggoner was so hot on Wonder Woman. Oh, my God.
Tim Conway.
Dorf on golf. Costume designer Bob Mackey.
Who's fabulous.
You remember that? Dorf?
Yeah.
Why is that? He's not in there, though.
I don't know. Maybe
he's dead?
No, he's not dead. He's
a dwarf? That guy, the Dorf on golf or whatever?
Yeah, Tim Conway.
Tim Conway.
Oh my God.
You don't know?
I didn't realize that that was the same person.
It was Tim Conway and Harvey Korman were in all those Dorf videos.
I did not.
Harvey Korman was in them?
Yeah.
Do that.
He was like the straight guy in all of them.
Okay.
And the Dorf is the Dorf on golf.
Right.
I watched one of those. They were not funny.
Yeah, I didn't watch them. That's why I didn't know Harvey Korman was in them.
Yes, Harvey Korman.
Oh my God.
Tim Conway's still alive. If he's not going to be part of the 50th anniversary, I'm boycotting.
Mrs. Higgins, I have Alzheimer's. Guests include Jim Carrey. Kristen Chenoweth. I love her. Stephen Colbert. Harry Connick Jr. Bill Hader. Jay Leno. Jane Lynch. Bernadette Peters. Do you do Bernadette Peters, Autumn?
I forget who that is.
Okay. Maya Rudolph. And Martin Short.
Oh.
So it's a night of 100 Canadians, basically.
Yes, it is. But I grew up. One of my first memories from childhood was, as far as watching television, was being in a rocking chair, an easy chair, on a Saturday night with my grandmother watching the CBS lineup, which was Carol Burnett's show and All in the Family and all that shit.
Yeah.
My other podcast, or my other staff pick, is Young Charlie, which I mentioned earlier. It's on the Wondery Network. Manson did die recently. And the tagline is, how did a troubled kid from West Virginia become Charles Manson? Tracy Patton is joined by Stephen Lang, who is the bad guy from Avatar. They both narrated. It's pretty interesting. So check that out. You can find it on all your podcatchers.
Why is he doing it? He just into Manson? Or?
No, he's a voice actor.
I knew that. He does like audiobooks and stuff.
Yeah, well, he must get paid by the Wondery Network to be on there.
I guess.
He has a good voice. He's a good
narrator.
Yeah,
he does.
I think he did a Stephen King book, didn't he?
Maybe.
I don't know. All right. Plug
Cineprov.
Away. Plug Cineprov. Away.
Cineprov. Cineprov, December 7th, Ruining Childhood Memories, 7:15-ish.
Okay.
Now, if I go and only half of my childhood memories are ruined, can I get a dollar back or something?
Yeah, sure.
I'm still remembering Uncle Jack.
Yeah, Rudolph's going to be filthy. Yeah. I can assure you.
What's his nose going to be?
I don't know.
Brown. It should be brown because he puts another deer butts.
Yeah. I mean, Rudolph is such a disturbing cartoon. It is. Yeah. It's basically, if you're different, you're ostracized until we need you.
Right.
And then you're a hero.
Well, isn't that the way life is?
It kind of is.
Nobody wants a Charlie in the box.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. John Holmes was ostracized until there was a foggy night when somebody needed him. Yeah. Do you remember that old song? That old parody Christmas song, Rudolph the Big Dick Reindeer, had a very giant cock. I don't know.
Made me so wet.
Oh, my God. Mickey Rooney makes my pussy drip.
Exactly. The Island of Misfit Toys where you squeeze the doll and menstruate. That
so
sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So wet.
Bloody Becky.
Yeah, exactly. It's Misfits. Come on.
I got that for Christmas. Bloody Becky.
And period. Center Prowse riffing on Flesh Gordon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Coming up.
January 4th, first Thursday of January, third Thursday of January, Frankenstein's Castle of Freaks.
All right.
Saturday. No, I'm sorry. That's a Saturday.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome anytime.
Awesome.
And again, work on Joel.
Yeah, I can do that.
Next week, it's episode 105, our first annual Christmas holiday party podcast extravaganza featuring Santa Dan Carroll. You know Dan.
Dan, I love Dan.
Dan, he was supposed to be here. Well,
I was trying to get him to come last night when we were scheduled to record, but yeah.
Dan's awesome.
Tim ruins everything.
I know. Tim ruins everything. I don't. Our favorite Christmas specials, pop culture memories. The big debate is Die Hard, a Christmas movie.
Yes.
Represents Name That Holiday Movie Theme, if he's here. And Redbox Troll gets festive and much, much more. And Autumn will join us.
Yay.
Yay.
Yay. Until next week, please remember to Keep it canon.
Stay
wet.
Yeah.
Just stay wet.
Keep it wet.
Use a water cannon.
Two Faces Radio.